Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
CFW.
I'm
I want you to want me.
Fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Things Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I'm
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Hey, 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 90s and more. 105.7.
Together, standing strong forever.
80s, 90s, and more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know. I said maybe
fall, I pass a small cafe where we dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss, hold you tight. Well, how can I forget you, girl? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love her, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, whoa.
For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work.
Download the free Civic Media app.
Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Trump election lawyer Jenna Ellis made a cooperation deal in Arizona's fake elector investigation, while Arizona election officials scrambled to find polling places after school districts fearing election violence opt out. Arizona's attorney general indicted 18 alleged fake electors in April, though only 11 currently face prosecution. Ellis, along with other Trump associates, were charged with intent to commit fraud, changing votes of an elector, tampering with a public record, and presenting a false document. The Ellis cooperation agreement shields her from prosecution in Arizona. In Georgia, she pleaded guilty in exchange for 5 years of probation, restitution, and community service. While the fake elector scheme fallout continues, so it does for voter intimidation actions of Arizona extremists. School districts are refusing to allow facilities to be used as polling places, fearing violence or intimidation. A Washington Post analysis of Maricopa County shows schools comprised 37% of polling places in 2016. That's down to 14% for 2024, sending election officials scrambling to rent replacement venues and costing taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. One Scottsdale official quoted by the Post said, "It just takes one flashpoint to ignite something that's catastrophic, and I absolutely don't want that to happen on any of my campuses." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Altoona will receive millions of dollars to support affordable housing efforts next year. According to a WQOW report, the tax incremental district for the city's River Prairie District will close in 2025, making $6 million available for the city to put towards an affordable housing fund. City officials are now considering the best way to use that funding and will host a meeting at City Hall on Thursday at 6 p.m. Some possible options include down payment assistance, repairs to existing housing, and funding new development. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced two positive West Nile virus tests, one of which comes from Chippewa County. According to a press release, a dead bird that was recently found in Chippewa County led to a positive test result for the virus. Officials are reminding residents to be on the lookout for mosquitoes, which can acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds and then transferring it to other animals or people. The virus cannot be spread from person to person or animal to person, only through the mosquitoes. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Sunshine this morning, more clouds this afternoon. We'll get to 76 for a high today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
CFW.
CFW.
night. You need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you, though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley.
We're your first choice for fun music.
1057 CFW.